Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A. Smith, coming at you every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, channel 124. Number to call up, as always, is 866-967-6887. That's 866-967-6887. 866-96-POTUS. That is the number to call up. Let me get right to it, because I've been annoyed all week long. And it's not because of people that I'm about to talk to, because we've got Representative James Clyburn coming into studio this evening. I'm here in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., right down the block from the state capitol and what have you. And Representative Clyburn is coming in part to promote his new book, The First Eight, A Personal History of the Pioneers, Black Congressmen Who Shaped the Nation. So I'm interested in talking to him about that, but it's inescapable how we're going to talk about the Democratic Party, the world of politics that is going on as we speak, the kind of things that we have to deal with, and the kind of things that I think has served to divide this country instead of bringing us together. Now, I'm not living pie in the sky, and I don't have an attitude, particularly here in the nation's capital in front of a live studio audience. I don't have this kind of attitude where I'm living in a fantasy world, not recognizing that division is a part of life, that people have different beliefs, different ideology. They walk around thinking and feeling the way that they want and the way that they believe. And sometimes that's diametrically opposed to fellow American citizens. Nobody is oblivious enough to know that that kind of stuff doesn't happen. But the manner in which those feelings, those emotions are stoked by people on Capitol Hill is something that I've lamented quite a long time. And one of the biggest reasons why I've been involved in the world of politics these days. I have a job. Life is pretty damn nice. I could have stayed in sports and minded my business and lived happily ever after. But as an American citizen, as a black man, as a voter, somebody that's concerned and prides myself in being a conscientious observer, I look at the things that divide our nation and I get really, really perturbed over it, to say the least. And Donald Trump's reaction to Rob Reiner and his wife being killed, allegedly by their son over the weekend, is the latest kind of stuff that I'm talking about. Understand that we've got more important issues going on. I'm certainly not trying to imply that two individuals being murdered heinously, I might add, by their own son, allegedly, is not important. I'm certainly not trying to imply that. But that's going to affect the lives of them and their families. What we're talking about here with the Affordable Care Act and the subsidies is tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, of American citizens. You've got a situation where the Affordable Care Act and the subsidies that were implemented during COVID, it reaches an expiration December 31st. As of January 1st, premiums are expected to rise sky high. And there are an abundance of Americans that's going to have a very, very difficult time paying for that. And what we see on Capitol Hill is a bunch of nonsense that's been going on. And I'll get into all of that in a second. But if I'm going to bring up the word nonsense, the first order of business is to start off with the president, who I will openly admit has pissed me off. And the reason he's pissed me off is because he's made life difficult for people like myself, who are inclined and downright anxious to talk about the issues and say yay or nay to it. How do you feel about his performance on the economy? How do you feel about inflation in this day and age and what it's looking like right now? Is there an impending recession, or are we already in one? What about immigration? What about border security? What about the use of ICE in order to sort of support his goal? What about safety in the streets of America? What about the jobless rate? What about unemployment reaching about 4.6%, which is the highest it's been since 2021? What about this money that was supposed to be coming into this country, courtesy of all of these pledges you received, and whether or not that was going to come to fruition, generating in excess of trillions of dollars, which was going to help fuel the economy while also dissipating that $38.4 trillion debt that we're supposed to be trying to trim down? What about those things? Those are issues. Wouldn't you say those are issues worth talking about? I'd say those are issues worth talking about, but we don't get to talk about that. Why? Because they had the Epstein files that obviously were relevant in people's eyes to some degree, so much so that some members of MAGA turned against Trump with that. Originally, his attitude after campaigning on it, by the way, after campaigning on releasing that stuff, you know what it was going to be about? Hey, it's no big deal. What's the big deal? It's really not a problem. Why are you guys so fixated on this? Until MAGA folks got involved and said, wait a damn minute. You did campaign on this. This issue is important to us. We want those files open. And then after much and much and much resistance, all of a sudden we learned after our votes on Capitol Hill that eventually it will be released this month. Not immediately. We'll take a look. We'll see. We'll grab hold of it. We'll see what we want to redact or whatever. And then we'll sit up there and we'll put it out there for you to see. I can't wait to see how much stuff is blacked off. But that's a different subject to another day. To Rob Reiner and his wife. Allegedly brutally murdered by their own son. Even had Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight come on this show and said there was rumors and reports about their throats being slashed. Originally, we heard about a $4 million bond for their son, Nick, to be let out of jail. And then we heard bond was revoked and there is no bond. He's going to have to stay and he's going to have to stay in jail for the foreseeable future. And before the bodies got cold, excuse my expression, I'm not trying to be inappropriate here. I'm trying to accentuate the seriousness of how vile, how disgusting, how belligerent, how petty our president can be. This man, the 47th president of the United States, puts out this tweet 2 days ago. I'm going to read it to you. Quote, very sad thing happened last night in Hollywood. Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling but once very talented movie director and comedy star, has passed away together with his wife, Michelle, reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump Derangement Syndrome. Sometimes referred to as TDS. He was known to have driven people crazy by his raging obsession of President Donald J. Trump. With his obvious paranoia reaching new heights as the Trump administration surpassed all goals and expectations of greatness. And with the golden age of America upon us, perhaps like never before, may Rob and Michelle rest in peace. Classless, tasteless, asinine, disgusting. All of those things are appropriate, something people are hesitant to say about the president these days. Now, I'm a person that's been on the record, and I have been raging against the Democratic Party that I've had nothing but disgust for over the last couple of years because of their strong leaning towards woke and cancer culture and the extreme left. And for those who had a problem with me taking that position, let me stay here in front of the cameras, in front of the live studio audience. I could give less than a damn. I don't care, because to me, the vast majority of American citizens, even when you don't get what you want, the vast majority of American citizens are not on the fringes. They're towards the center, not totally, but they're towards there. Reasonable conclusions, a willingness to compromise, and understanding that everybody doesn't get to get everything they want, because all of us don't think the same. We're not from the same DNA. We don't have the same proclivities. We don't have the same preferences. We don't have the same likes. We don't have the same beliefs. And that's okay. Because in a country like the United States of America, which is supposed to be a gorgeous mosaic, one of the elements that we lean on is a level of understanding that we have towards and respect towards one another for the fact that you might be different than I am. And something might be more important to you than it is to me. You might care more about the economy than I do. Somebody else might care about abortion more than somebody else. Somebody else might care more about the border than somebody else. Somebody else's priority might be safety in the streets. And because all of those things are going on, you have to have a level of sensitivity towards those things and understand and appreciate the differences. But it's easier to accept, in my estimation, when you are dealing with folks on Capitol Hill who get that, and to make sure that they disseminate that kind of message so they don't cause chaos and disruption and mayhem in the streets of America while they're on Capitol Hill. Remember what they did during the shutdown, don't you? 43 days, government employees furloughed or laid off, let go, and those who were kept weren't being paid. Weren't being paid. But the politicians were being paid. So the people who were elected officials, assigned, I might add, assigned to work on Capitol Hill in a productive enough fashion to avoid shutdowns, these same people didn't do their job. That lent itself towards you not getting paid, but then they turned around and they get paid. This is what has been going on. This is the problem. This is why you see a level of frustration that turns violent. Remember, I come from the world of sports. Fan. That's short for fanatics. In the world of sports. So coming from that world and seeing how rabid people can be, you develop a level of understanding that makes you say, if they're that way with sports, how are they going to be with real life? Because sports don't determine your health care. Sports don't determine your safety in the streets. Sports doesn't concern your affordability. You can choose to go to a game. You can choose not to go. You can choose to support your team. You can choose to purchase cable and watch them on television. You can choose to do a lot of things, or you can choose not to. You have that choice at your disposal. Our choices are left up to the politicians on Chapel Hill when it comes to real life issues. When you've got the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, and its subsidies scheduled to expire December 31st, you've got people that were paying $260 a month that are expecting to pay over $2,000 if that doesn't get addressed. What are you going to do about that? The average American citizen can't afford that. They can't afford that kind of discrepancy. They can't afford that spike. But instead of talking about these things, instead of making sure you negotiate these things to get these matters resolved, we've heard about all of this other stuff. And now you've got Trump issuing quotes like this to a point where, okay, Marjorie Taylor Greene, even she had to speak out against him. Rob Reiner and his wife were tragically killed at the hands of their own son, who reportedly had drug addiction and other issues. And their remaining children are left in serious mourning and heartbreak. This is a family tragedy, not about politics or political enemies. Many families deal with a family member with drug addiction and mental health issues. It's incredibly difficult and should be met with empathy, especially when it ends in murders. How about Representative Thomas Massie? These are both Republicans now. In fairness to the GOP, everybody's not falling in line with Trump the way that they were doing the first few months of his return to the White House. Representative Massie, regardless of how you felt about Rob Reiner, this is inappropriate and disrespectful discourse about a man who was just brutally murdered. I guess my elected GOP colleagues, the VP, and the White House staff will just ignore it because they're afraid. I challenge anyone to defend it. Another representative, Mike Lawler. This statement is wrong. Regardless of one's political views, no one should be subjected to violence, let alone at the hands of their own son. It's a horrible tragedy that should engender sympathy and compassion from everyone in our country, period. Piers Morgan. This is a dreadful thing to say about a man who just got murdered by his troubled son. Delete it, Mr. President. Delete it. Let me make sure that I quote Senator Ted Cruz, who was sitting right here next to me in this same studio just about 3 weeks ago or so. He says, I'm deeply saddened by the horrific murder of Rob Reiner and his wife. He was one of the most talented movie makers to have ever lived. From Spinal Tap to When Harry Met Sally, from A Few Good Men to my favorite movie of all time, The Princess Bride, we are weeping the loss of a comedic and storytelling master. His movies touched us deeply and spoke to our fundamental humanity. Rob Reiner was one of a kind, and he will be missed. The tragic circumstances of his murder make it all the more horrible. Heidi and I are praying for his family. Rest in peace. Here's what we should pay attention to. For a change, we haven't heard anything from the Democrats. And I want to say thank you. I applaud that. Because the chances are, if the Democrats open their mouth, they'd blow the momentum they're building. You see, this hatred for President Trump, justified or not, depending on who you ask, the reality is that it's been an impediment to the Democrats' success along the way. And that's how I'm looking at this right now, particularly as we approach Christmas. Because Christmas could come and go, but don't think those folks that are worried about their health care ain't worried about the expiration of the subsidies on December 31st. So their Christmas is already compromised because no agreement has been reached. A vote is taking place as we speak. It's not expected to pass, which means you won't have a resolution, which means as a result of that, even though the continual resolution has already been resolved, at least momentarily, the bottom line is healthcare matters haven't been resolved. And you got a president that's literally sitting in front of the camera when he's not making such asinine statements like this, sitting there giving himself an A++++ grade on the economy when everybody knows there's no way possibly that you could do that. Unemployment's at 4.6%. Inflation is relevant. A recession could be before our very eyes. You're talking about these opportunities that have come from everywhere, all of these pledges by these companies in the trillions of dollars. Where's the money? We haven't seen it yet. Has there been a collapse in our economy? No. But has there been a flourishing economy? We can't say that. Can't say it at all. And yet you sit here and you give yourself a grade, and if people believe it enough and hear it enough and what have you, I guess that some people will embrace that mentality. You're the Democrats. Here's the point. Shut the hell up. Don't say anything. Don't say anything about woke culture. Don't say anything about cancel culture. Don't get into identity politics. Don't do any of that. Stick to health care. Stick to affordability. And make sure that you have an answer to the problems that persist, because contrary to what you led people to believe leaning into the 2024 election, you didn't have it. Yeah, unemployment rate was a little less, but you had a whole bunch of people having government jobs. Well, if they're government jobs, that's taxpayer dollars that's funding them. If you need taxpayer dollars to fund folks who are working in the government and to fund the government overall, what are you ultimately doing? You're ultimately contributing to the debt because we're spending money we don't have. And by spending money that we don't have, where does that lead us? That lead us to another election where they're talking about the deficit and we're talking about the mismanagement of money and we're talking about American citizens having to suffer because future generations, our children and our children's children and our children's children's children are going to have to pay the price for what you mismanaged. What you mismanaged. And that's both sides of the aisle. So that's how I look at this, ladies and gentlemen. That's where I'm coming from with this. And for those out there that's going to look at me, you know, Stephen A., who the hell is he? You know what I mean? You living quite well, Stephen A. Man, I was broke. Where were you the first 45 years of my life? Don't come to me when I start making a little paper and then chide me. You weren't around when I was growing up in Hollis, Queens. You weren't around when I had holes in my roof, when I saw rats and roaches running around, when I barely had a pot to piss in and I had a mother taking care of six kids, starving herself and working like God knows what, 7 days a week. 7 days a week, 16 hours a day, 1 week's vacation a year for 20 years. I know what welfare cheese smells. I know what welfare bread and cheese smell tastes like. This is not unfamiliar to me. I don't want to hear that nonsense. When I hear a president talking about how, you know, and the economy is great and the affordability issue is a Democratic hoax, what are you talking about? You're a billionaire. I'm not dismissing that. We live in a capitalistic society. I want you to make your money. I want everybody to get paid. I believe in free market capitalism. I believe in that more than I believe in socialism. I believe in that more than I believe in communism. I believe in that more than I believe in fascism or Marxism. I can tell you that much. I believe there's only one philosophy that works. I believe in capitalism. Do I believe there should be some government oversight in terms of making sure that people are operating on the up and up instead of fooling the system? Yes, I do. But only for that purpose. In a world of capitalism, that springs hope because you got an opportunity to capture the American dream. And that's what it's all about. That's why people come from all corners of the world to try to be the United States of America. But what's life going to be like when you get here? Particularly with a president that's fixated on retribution, no matter what anybody says, that is as petty as it comes, that defines his moral compass and decency by who he likes and dislikes, as opposed to what's fair-minded and what's decent and what's beyond the pale and what isn't. These are the kind of questions that we have to ask ourselves. And for once, I don't have a guest in the first hour, which means the lines are open right now. 866-967-6887 is the number to call up. That's 866-96-POTUS. Between that and this live studio audience in front of me, I'm going to have a whole bunch of people that's got some questions. And Lord knows I've got some answers. I'm not saying it's what you're going to like, but I have them. I have them, at least from my perspective. You are listening live with Straight Shooter with Stephen A. right here in the house, live from the nation's capital, right down the block where these folks are voting yet again without reaching a resolution on health care. So if I sound like I got an attitude, figure out why. Do that in a break. We'll be back with more in a minute. Stephen A., Straight Shooter in the house. Back with more in a minute.